And that was Joshua Fitt, The Battle of Jericho by Sidney Bechet. And this is Marie McCary bringing you another edition of Vintage Spotlight here on BCB 106.6 FM. This is a programme playing vintage dance music and bringing you information about what's on in and around Bradford in the vintage scene. Well, there seems to be a lot of to-dos on this month. Bradford 2016 Rock and Roll Reunion with Mike Sager and the Cresters, including the Dingoes. That's on at the massive ballroom at the Midland Hotel on Wednesday the 19th. On Saturday the 22nd, there's Garth Kaywood's Elvis show with Paul Thorpe, and that's on at Idle and Thackeray Conservative Club. And on Saturday the 29th, has Bradford Teddy Boys' 40th reunion. I managed to get hold of Andy Tuppin, who's organising the Bradford 40th anniversary, and he brought in some of it, the songs he likes to play, and explained what it was all about. So what gave you the idea to do this, Andy?
Well, just seeing what people were putting on the Facebook page, old mates from this area, even though I no longer live here, over in Lancashire. And just seemed over summer, people wanted to do it, but nobody sort of like willing to step up to the mark and do anything about it. And I've been over here to see one of the local bands, the Ford Valley Wranglers.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Staying in the Beehive, and just mentioned about possibly doing something to William, the landlord. And he said, you can use a cellar bar there.
I've still not seen the cellar.
Well, I haven't for about 30 years. Mm. And the last time that I spoke to him, when I was last over a couple of years ago, it had been flooded, so out of use completely. And then when I saw him a few months ago and stayed there again, they've spent £25,000 on refurbishing the cellar bar, putting a new sound system, etc. So we've now got the use of that for the evening part of this Teddy Boy reunion.
Oh, that'll be great, won't it?
And, oh, it will, yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice to see it again.
Have you got a DJ on?
I have. It's a guy called Psycho Paul from Dewsbury area. Mm. Does rockabilly, rock and roll, and so he's gladly agreed to do the evening gig for me, and looking forward to it.
So you'll be mainly there on the 29th, Saturday 29th of October, but you might be going doing a bit of a pub crawl as well.
We are. We're meeting in the Wetherspoons in the centre of Bradford, in the Centenary Square area, the Turl's Green, and then we're going on to a few of the old haunts where we used to drink the Lord Clyde on.
Oh, so this is before the Beehive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're starting off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, right,
in the Wetherspoons, then on to Lord Clyde. What we used to call the Market Tavern, which I now believe is called Bentley's. And then from there to the Castle, or whichever way round it works, and then finishing off in the Beehive on the evening time with the rock and roll rockabilly hop with Psycho Paul.
Oh, that's good. So they've got a bit of a dance floor
there.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, I don't think I'll be dancing, but it's free to everyone, and depending on how this one goes, if anyone wants a repeat of it next year, might even try seeing about getting a band on.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
So that'd be even better.
I've said to bring in some CDs, so what's this first track that you want to play in?
Next Time by one of the latest bands I've started listening to, Jackrabbit Slim.
Myself in my head all day, that I should have done things another way. Then my thoughts return to the things that you did. How you let me down with the lies that you read. Next time, baby. Next time, baby, I'll never let you go astray. Well, believe me, baby, there'll be a next time. Mountains gonna crumble if you won't be mine. The mind is the hand that you wanna hold. Next time, baby, you could do as you're told. Next time, baby. Next time, baby, I'll never let you go astray. Next time. And the hearts are broken. This is doggone misery. Well, we both were stalling. Harsh words were spoken, but I know deep down that you love me. Well, next time, baby, we'll live those dreams. Even though our love has been ripped at the seams, love heart to be filled by you. Next time, next time, baby. Next time, baby, I'll never let you go astray. Next time, baby, I'm gonna live day by day. Next time, baby, I'm a cover, come to stay.
Oh, that was great. Next time by Jackrabbit Slim.
Yeah, they are one of the best around, and unfortunately the gig that I was going to see them at in Leeds in December is now cancelled, as is the venue.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Future.
Yeah, because the Broadway used to be...
The Broadway's been going for a couple of years and it seems to have taken off.
Well, they had three all-dayers with the most amazing bands. I don't know how it paid for itself, though. So
perhaps that's why whoever's been running it has done a runner and can't afford to do it anymore. But right at this moment, all future bands have been cancelled.
Oh, shame that, wasn't it?
Which is a pity.
So, so this is the 40th reunion. So what was happening in 1976 then to make this the 40th reunion?
Well, I've sort of like been a bit cheeky and tied it in with the 40th anniversary of the Teddy Boy March on the BBC to get more rock and roll played on Radio 1, which culminated in the show It's Rock and Roll on a Saturday Tea Time with Stuart Coleman and Jeff Barker. And that got the rock and roll going. So I thought, well, you know, be cheeky and tie it in with that. And 76 was roughly when we were all knocking around together. And, I mean, a couple of years later, I beggared off and moved over the border into a foreign country, Lancashire. But anyway.
I'm from Lancashire.
that's why I just thought, well, tie it in with that. Everyone sort of like knew each other round about that time before we'd all gone out on separate ways, and everyone's been agreeable with it, and that's how it's all come about.
I hope it does well. So what? How many of you were there in those days, 76, in Bradford?
Sort of like town centre crew like that. There'd probably be anywhere up to about 30 or 40 of us. Not all out at one time, unless we were going to see bands or something at local working men's club, which, again, that's another demise that's happened. You can't go out and see bands at working men's club because they're virtually non-existent.
Well,
you've got to go around.
Yeah, I mean, the Halifax Rock and Roll Club, they still have bands on at Sidol. Yeah. And there's the Middleton, that's still going, isn't it?
Yeah, over in Leeds with Steve Hickey. Yeah.
What else is... And you're saying the Bridge in Huddersfield?
There's a couple of pubs over that way. The Bridge in Huddersfield down Manchester Road. They've got three bands on every Sunday afternoon. This Sunday's band is actually the Memphis Cruisers from Leeds.
I've
been in touch with Dawn Hopton, who runs that. And the other good thing about that is that she also puts on a free buffet during the afternoon.
Free band and free buffet, worth going into Huddersfield for.
Definitely.
I find Huddersfield difficult to get around, but, you know, on a Sunday it won't be so bad, I suppose.
No, all you do, you get yourself to either the bus station or the railway station, jump in a taxi, say the Bridge, and that's
it. You're lucky because this... You know, we'd go by car, and it's a bit awkward by car.
Ditch the car and go by public transport. And then the other place is just down the road from there, and again, usually on a Sunday evening, is the Barge in Brig House, and they've usually got a free band on.
Yeah.
So if you can time it, and they've got bands on, and it's usually on somewhere on Facebook, you'll find it.
Yeah.
That's it. Go across and see two bands.
Right, so what's your next song?
Shake, Rattle and Roll by Big Joe Turner.
Oh, I love Big Joe Turner.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you're getting kitchen makes some noise with the pots and pans. When you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. When you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you. I believe you will go, you a devil in my life.
The great big Joe Turner there with Shake, Rattle and Roll, which is played a lot at all the gigs, isn't it, that one?
It is, yeah.
Yep. So, right, I was just looking at the poster you've got here for your reunion, and you're saying the picture at the front's you with
a group photo.
Group photo, yeah, and you had a salmon pink coat there.
Yep, salmon pink drape, kneecap length, shocking pink velvet, six buttons, six flaps, and velvet collar and cuffs.
Wow. So, yeah, this was the second wave of the Teddy Boys, really, in the 70s. And
yeah, second generation,
yeah. Bright colours.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that you could see us coming.
And these were all made to measure at the time. They must have cost a fair bit.
No, not really, no. First jacket at Burton's, royal blue with black velvet, £15. Second drape suit, because my dad used to work at a dye house and he got some green Barathea suit length. And I had that made up in Lord Jim's clothing stall in the old Kirgat Market, where you could buy the Airedale jeans with the coloured turn-ups and side edgings, piping, the bootlace ties and everything like that. And he made me a drape suit up again for £15, but a two-piece bottle green drape suit with turquoise velvet.
I suppose there was a lot of people in those days who could make you up suits
expensive. Yeah, it wasn't expensive. It's expensive now.
Oh, it's very expensive.
You know, you're talking £500-600 for a suit.
Yeah, very expensive. Beautifully made, but very expensive. Oh, yeah. Lovely materials.
Mm-hmm.
But so, did you have a story attached to this photo?
Yeah, that was actually taken in London, round the corner from the Lyceum. Three of them on the car, going left to right, is Bopping Bill, Chip, and then Brummy Pete. And then I'm stood at the front in the light drape, the pink one, and the big guy next to me is Sunglasses Ron Staples from London. He was the king of the Teds, and he's the only one that won't be at this reunion because, unfortunately, he died in 97 with lung cancer. And, I mean, that was a big story down in London. They had the television cameras covering it and everything down there for local. I don't think the car will be there. It was Bill that drove the car down, and it was a yellow and gold Oldsmobile F88, and you couldn't see through the windscreen because it was virtually cracked all the way through.
Oh,
and we actually pulled up somewhere in the Euston area, and we must have looked a right bonny set of buggers because we were all stood in Euston Station gents' toilets, just in us skiddies and socks, bright luminous socks, doing us hair and everything and getting changed into the drape suits because we didn't want to wear those in the car going all the way down to London. And then going back to the actual photograph, we'd met up with Ron in London because the other lads knew him, whereas that was my first time meeting him. Obviously, he was a well-known guy down London. Some reporters from the London Evening Standard actually saw him and then came over and said, can we take some photographs and do a story? And we ended up in the Evening Standard the night after.
So it's
after.
A proper professional photo.
That's just one of maybe about a dozen photographs that they took of us.
So
it was a brilliant night. And unfortunately, Ron won't be there, but he'll be with us in spirit.
Nice meeting. Everyone can meet their old mates. Yeah, brilliant. So,
and we're still all into rock and roll?
Obviously a bug.
It's in us DNA.
Oh, yeah. So what was the next song that you were wanting playing?
Honey Hush by Johnny Burnett, my American rock and roll idol.
Welcome in this house, stop all that yakety-yak. Come on in this house, stop all that yakety-yak. Cause your sugar daddy don't talking back. But you keep on the jabber, talking about this and that. Oh, well, you keep on talking about this and that.
that was the great Johnny Burnett there with Honey Hush. Right, so you were saying about some of these places that you used to go around.
Yeah, I've actually been round and already taken one or two of the posters round and everything. And my God, how they've all changed. The Market Tavern is now called Bentley's. The Lord Clyde is totally laid out differently to how we knew it 40 years ago. The Castle Hotel now no longer has the dance hall upstairs because it's student accommodation, and they can't have really loud music on down on the ground floor, apparently, because it would upset the people living upstairs. And why buy a place above a pub? And especially when it's rock and roll, because rock and roll can only be played loud.
Oh, that's so true.
Come on. So, yeah, it's going to be good catching up with old faces. And, I mean, it's not just going to be the Bradford Teds, because I've had word back from Dave Williamson, who runs the Leeds and York side of everything. So there's Teds probably going to be coming from York, Leeds, Bradford area, obviously. Paul, the DJ, he's going to put the word around Huddersfield for me and Dewsbury. And there's possibly some of the Manchester Teds from the old Salford Bobcats with Paul Ramsbottom bringing some of his crowd over.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Salford Bobcats, and I'm from Salford, and I can't remember them.
And you didn't know about them?
No, I was a punk at the time. So what's the next song that you were...
Everyone's heard of Tainted Love by Soft Cell, but there's not a lot of people have heard this version by Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang.
It's a rockabilly version of Tainted Love there by...
Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang.
Are they going now?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've seen them, no.
They are. They're knocking about. And again, they're in the top echelons of the rock and roll bands that are out these days. So yeah, it's so... just catching them. Because all these bands play everywhere right across the world now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of things going on in Spain around Torremolinos and that, isn't there, you were saying?
Yeah, well, in fact, there's one next weekend. It's the 1450s Fest over in Tenerife. And I've been trying to find stuff out, and I've just literally found it out these last couple of weeks. And unfortunately, we've been too poorly with my asthma. Not going to go to next week's, but I am already looking at booking travel agents and accommodation stuff for it for next year, and going to the 15th one, and that's in Los Realjos, which is west or left of Puerto de la Cruz in the north of Tenerife.
Oh, right. We
might. And it's 2-3 day festival at the Hotel Tropicana.
Right. I mean, I might look at that for next year. But the thing is, how do Teds manage? Because they keep their coats on all the time, even in the heat, you know.
Not down there, I won't be. I'll be down to jeans and leather, or just T-shirt.
Well, there was an older Ted couple actually won the jive competition at the Atomic Festival, and it was really hot. And, you know, he had to dance in all the heat, and then the quarterfinals, the semi-finals, the final, and he kept his jacket on all the time, and it was so hot.
Yeah. Well, I used to go over to the rock and roll nights over at Hampton Road Social Club in Blackpool, and when me and the ex went up there one time, got there, and I'd done the same. I'd got all the gear on, and I just said, I'm too warm, so we had to dive into local shop somewhere in the centre of Blackpool, and I just got a couple of T-shirts, and I just got changed in the car, just put this T-shirt on, otherwise I would have just been absolutely melting. And I don't know how they do it.
They won't take the jackets off, you know, and they've got a waistcoat on as well.
Oh, God.
I don't know how they do it.
Even now, I mean, when I go out, it's either jeans and T-shirt and leather jacket, or it's jeans or trousers, shirt, and either Slim Jim or a bootlace tie. But yeah. I wear a box jacket. I don't wear the drapes anymore, but it's just the same as a drape jacket. Well, it's the same length and everything.
Well,
but
my fella's into the 50s, but he likes the Hawaiian shirts to wear dancing.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I've got one of those.
They're really cool to be in the heat with and dance with, you know.
Ideal for the rock and roll dudes over in Spain or in America or wherever else.
There's lots of T-shirts with hot rod things on, you know, and bands.
Yep.
Triumph.
One of the bands that I've just seen.
Old motorcycles, all that kind of thing.
I've just got one from my cousin in Tasmania. Give a mention to our Daryl. Daryl Tuppen in Tasmania, if you can hear me. Get rocking.
I believe he's going to be listening to it later on.
Yeah, he is. And thanks for the Victory Motorcycles T-shirt. Love it.
Oh, we get far and wide from Bradford Local Radio.
Yep.
Right, well, it's been great having you in, and Andy, and I hope this goes well and becomes a regular thing, this Bradford Ted's.
We'll see how this one goes, and then if they want to do another one next year, maybe look at getting a band or two on, maybe.
Okay, so, well, thanks very much for coming again. And what was the last song that you wanted us to play?
Cast Iron Arm off the Legend LP, or what I've got there is the CD, from 1972, produced by Dave Edmonds, Shaking Stevens and the Sunsets doing Peanuts Wilson's Cast Iron Arm.
So long, boy. I said, don't mess me, cause I got a cast iron arm. I said, don't mess me, cause I got a cast iron arm. When you mess with me, that'll break my arm. Yeah. We'll be right back. cast on. I said, don't mess me, cause I got a cast on. When you mess with me, you better raise my arm. I said, don't mess me, cause I got a cast on. I said, don't mess me, cause I got a cast on. When you mess with me, you better raise my arm. That up, did you mess with me, boy?
So tonight there's the one and only Ronnie Rocket doing his video hop at the Siddall Ex-Servicemen's Club in Siddall in Halifax, where you can not only dance, big dance floor there, but you can watch the videos as you're having a rest. So that's £5 entry on the door. That's always a good night. Every week, there's Mondays, there's a dance with the Jolly Jivers at the Shipley Conservative Club, where Kevin and Patrice are happy to teach some new moves. Tuesdays, there's the brand new Lindy Hop in the city centre at the 1875 bar on Ivygate. You don't need to bring a partner, and you can learn how to Lindy Hop, which was the prize for the apprentice winners. It's got to be good, hasn't it? It's only £3, remember, and you don't need to bring a partner, and there's a social afterwards. Every Wednesday, there's a record up at Batley St Mary's, and Thursdays, there's a dance lesson followed by a social in Heckmondwike at the Brighton Street Working Men's Club. The dance lesson is on from 8 to 9, and there's a social straight afterwards. So we'll get on to the next song, which is This Little Girl's Gone Rocking by Ruth Brown.
Well, 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 I washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you're buying the key next door. This little girl's gonna rock it. Later, mater, you'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. And boy, oh boy, will we have fun, cause this little girl's gonna rock it. Later, you'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun? Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. Yeah!
Ruth Brown there with This Little Girl's Gone Rocking. Well, next weekend's the 14th to 16th of October, and there's only one place to be if you're the 40s aficionado, and that's at the Pickering War weekend. There's loads of things going on there. Just so many dances now. And it's not just about Pickering. That's very busy. There's also the next station down the line, which is Levisham, which for the weekend becomes Levisham, a German-occupied French town with many German reenactors with all their equipment, lots of German signs and encampments. But the cafe, etc., are all French with lurking French resistance fighters. There are so many dances, and they've now even spread as far as Whitby. The local Andersons group of dances, but they're all sold out. We actually prefer to go where we can watch dances from other parts of the country because it's just interesting to see them. So we always go to the local school, the Lady Lumley's dance, which has a massive dance floor, and it's got the brilliant DJs Gypsy John and Woody of Sankport Swing Jive. And they have amazing dances with them, and they're always worth watching. You have to bring your own drinks and food as well, which keeps it cheap, I suppose. If you're staying local, though, Friday the 14th has the Rhythm Aces on at the Batley Rock and Roll Club in St Mary's. On Saturday the 15th, there's Dave and Stu's Charity All Day at the Hare Hills Working Men's Club. That costs £20. It's on Cooper Road in Leeds 9 and starts at 1 p.m. This has the local band, the Cue Ball Cats. I saw them recently. Very, very good. Ruby and the Prowlers, Wayne G, and there's one more band to be announced. The DJs are Steve Hickey and Baldy Ted. And the charity is for the guide dogs training. So again, that's on Saturday the 15th. Also on Saturday, there's Rocking at the Hope Town in Normanton. And that's with the Dallas Roots combo, and that's £7. Sunday the 16th, it has the Cottontown Hot Club's afternoon tea dance at the Church of St John the Divine, St John's Street in Brighouse. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. Costs £5. Bring your own soft drinks and alcohol, though tea, coffee and cakes are available at reasonable prices. Although it's pay at the door, it's a good idea to book your seats on Facebook. So since we're into the 40s now, let's get on to Glenn Miller with Doing the Jive.
Some more, I'm a suck egg muse.
Put down that horn, we'll have dancing school.
You clap your hands, and you swing out wide. You the Suzy Q, mix in a step or two, put it all together, and you're doing a jive. Stomp your feet, and you swing out wide. Mess around a while, shake it boogie woogie style. Everybody's swinging when you're doing a jive. If you can't play Rummy or a bridge, you're the dummy. Don't let it bother you. The king when the band begins to swing. You'll be a smarty in the life of the party if you do a bump and you swing out wide. Truck a little bit, beat it out and make it fit. Everybody's happy when you're doing the jive.
Going on to 21st and 23rd of November, Wednesday the 19th, there's a record hop at Horbury Working Men's Club. That's £4. Or Billy Fury with Colin Gold is on at the Alhambra. I believe he's a very good Billy Fury. Friday the 21st has Bradford's 2016 Rock and Roll Reunion with Mark Sager and the Cresters, who are a very successful local band way back when, and also with the Dingoes. That's on at the Midland Hotel. Also on Friday, there's Undercliff's very own Delbert Bumperclausen with his record hop at the Northcote Club opposite the Tesco Express. And that's 40s to 50s, price is £4. Saturday the 22nd, another Ted Do with Garth K. Wood's Elvis Show with Paul Thorpe at Idol and Thackley Conservative Club. Saturday also has the amazing Jackson Sloan on at the King's Hall on Station Road in Ilkley. The DJ is Two Shilling Jive and entry is £12. So there's not been many rock and roll dudes at the King's Hall before, so that should be interesting. He's absolutely brilliant. Comes out and dances with people in the break. You can tell by the way he writes his songs that he's into dancing. Very, very big fan of him. So we'll have one of his songs now, and it's Big Talk.
He's the talk of the town. Big talk, yes, he's putting it down. Big talk, talking every way. Big talk every day. Big talk, that's any old time. Big talk, lays it on the line. Big talk, well, he don't talk cheap. Big talk, talking in his sleep. Talking that talk and making that deal, that's his only way. Told me he's a man on the scene. Says what he wants and he knows what he means. Big talk, he's the talk of the town. Big talk, when he's putting it down. Big talk, talking every way. Big talk every day. His only way. Told me he is a man on the scene. Says what he wants and he knows what he means. Big talk, he's the talk of the town. Big talk, when he's putting it down. Big talk, talking every way. Big talk every day. Big talk every day. Big talk every day.
Hello there, this is Jackson Sloan. You are listening to Marie McCary on BCB 106.6 FM. This girl rocks and she's hep to the jive.
Yeah, Jackson Sloan's a big mate of mine now. Gives me a big hello when he sees me at the festivals. Brilliant, he's really good though. So, right, well, about 3 weeks ago, I did an outside broadcast from the Saltaire Festival, dressed as a steampunk, interviewing my steampunky mates. But I did also interview Caroline Brown, who runs the Rose and Crown Vintage Fairs that we often see locally and was on at the Victoria Hall.
So how long have you been into vintage then, and what got you into this?
Well, I've been into it since I was a wee bairn, really. My mum worked up a big house for the Lord of the Manor. And, you know, I just fell in love with all things old when I was up there helping her polish the silver and clean the bathrooms. I was sort of nosing around, actually, looking in cupboards and you know, looking at all the lovely old stuff there. So that's when I fell in love with that. And then I fell in love with dressing in vintage when I was at university, shopping all the markets. And found great little 60s numbers that were much more interesting than anything in all the shops.
So I bet they were much cheaper then than they are now.
Yes, this is true. You know, I found the real bargains in the market. So, you know, you just fall in love with things when you realise that they're better made. They've got more. They're more interesting and they're more unique.
Well, a friend of mine says Lycra was the end of good tailoring because then they didn't have to put the darts in and things like that. What's your opinion of that?
Lycra was the end of the world, I think. I don't know about the end of tailoring. Not many people look good in Lycra, so it's a shame it was invented, really.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's got to fit you. You know, these things have got to fit you. There's no stretch, you know.
I don't want things stretching. I want things tailored because they're much more flattering and they're going to last forever as well. So.
Oh, yes. If you have a vintage outfit that actually fits you perfectly, and when I'm slimmer, I do seem to be the right shape. It is lovely, absolutely gorgeous.
It's a eureka moment when you put something that's vintage on, that's been well made, and suddenly you feel, you know, $1 million.
And very feminine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more feminine than those 50s dresses, you know, and they were built to look like women, definitely. But, you know, not everyone's got the figures for that, and we don't wear corsets now, thank goodness. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, but there are a lot of people making the 50s dresses in particular now, locally. You know, little businesses, seamstresses doing them, and they look very nice actually. But you don't like to have reproduction stuff in your vintage fair.
No, you know, I definitely believe there's a market for them, but we like to think that because we're dedicated and love true vintage, our fairs should be dedicated to that. So we try and make sure they're all genuine vintage from the 20s to the 80s, whether it's clothing or whether it's homewares. You know, it all needs to be from those decades.
Well, as someone who dances a lot, I tend to like the 80s tea dresses, the polycotton tea dresses, because I can still throw them in the washing machine. And I'm finding now, because there's even if you go to a 40s event, there's dancing in the street, etc., that I have vintage pieces and I just can't wear them now. I don't have the opportunity really very much. But I still don't want to sell them straight away.
No. Well, they're beautiful things, so it's right to have them as a collection that you can love forever. And if you do feel like wearing it because you've got the perfect occasion, then wear it or buy things which are wearable and washable. Like you say, the 70s and 80s things, really wearable and washable. And a lot of them were inspired by earlier eras. So a lot of them were inspired by...
Yeah, especially the 1980s. And that polycotton's a lovely material, you know. I like it. There's some 50s things I have. The strangest materials, when you wash them, they're just so strange. They were experimenting at the time, weren't they, with various mixtures.
The earliest nylons were nylon fabrics were in the 40s and 50s, and you do get some dresses in that, and I don't know how you're meant to wash them, really.
Oh, I've washed some things, and I thought, oh, my God, what's happened to it? But I've had to iron it again, and it's a circle skirt, and it just takes forever. And then you don't end up wearing it again because you think, oh, I can't wash that and iron it again.
It has to be, vintage can be a real labour of love, you know, unless you want to mix and match. You know, if you're going to stay true to one period, you've got to be prepared to put the effort in, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I do like to buy things, look for things in charity shops and other places, and I'm quite prepared to put in some mending, you know. I've got quite good at it, actually.
and alterations as well, you know. The 40s and 50s, great for make, do and mend, so alter things to make them fit.
Well, I'll alter some 80s things, maybe, to make them a bit better. Put on different buttons often makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's a nice way of freshening something up, definitely.
Because the 80s were too into the metallic buttons, really, weren't they? You know?
It is a bit of a giveaway sometimes.
Yeah. So you're doing this full-time now, are you, the vintage?
I've been doing the vintage full-time since 2007 now, and we've been running the vintage fairs full-time with no shops involved since 2013.
Yes, because you did have a shop here in Saltaire before, didn't you?
Yep, that's where we started, with the House of Rose and Brown in 2007, and we started the fairs at the same time at Victoria Hall in Saltaire. So this year is actually our ninth year of running the vintage fairs.
I started about 2008, I think. And what was happening before then? There were still things going. Haworth was still going, wasn't it? Haworth and the Yanks events. But what else was happening?
I think the 40s events have been popular for a long time. It's now that I think, you know, a lot of other eras are sort of having a bit of a shine as well. So, but there were still obviously vintage shops before that. You know, there was one called Era in Saltaire for years before, which was absolutely beautiful shop. That's inspired us to think really we could maybe set up here, and it worked.
Oh, very good. So does it keep you happy, you know, doing all this? This is being your life and your work?
Well, it is a job, you know, and jobs have their ups and downs. The lovely thing is, you know, we do work for ourselves and we can decide what we do want to do. But, you know, as in any job, some things get you down and then some things you have a fantastic day.
Well, I've seen queens in fur coats strutting up and down that strip, and I've seen ladies wearing shoes from Paris who thought they were hip. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this was it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, barefoot. Well, I've seen girls wearing pearls and diamonds as big as rocks, and I've seen ladies wearing more gold than they have in Fort Knox. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, 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 barefoot.
shoes and we'll walk straight up to the moon. Well, I've seen actresses looking like $1 million in cash. And I've seen ladies throwing away money like it was just trash. But I tell you, when my heart did really quit, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, 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 barefoot. Seen queens in fur coats strutting up and down that strip. And I've seen ladies wearing shoes from Paris who thought they were hip. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot. Yeah, barefoot. Take a look at these feet, barefoot. And tell me, ain't they sweet? Barefoot. Yeah, you're looking good. Barefoot. Just like I knew you would. Barefoot. Yeah, what kind of feet? Barefoot. 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 Barefoot.
Excellent German band Ray Collins Hot Club there with Barefoot. Looking at what's on the last weekend of October there, Friday the 28th has the Hollygarth Dance Night at the Hollygarth Social Club on Leeds Road, Ilkley. That's just £5. Also, there's the Midnight Dynamos playing at the Horbury Working Men's Club in Wakefield, and that's £8. Saturday is the 29th has Bradford Teddy Boys Reunion that we were mentioning earlier. And also on Saturday, there's the local band Howling, Johnny and the Devil's Rejects, and they're on at the New Inn, Main Street in Wilsdon near Haworth. This is the monthly fundraiser for the Manorlands Hospice. Saturday the 29th also has a special 40s dance night on at the Riley Smith Hall in Tadcaster. This is featuring live dance music from the Echo 4-2 big band with vocalists and the vocal trio The Honeybirds. The swing band dress in RAF uniform, so there's a real 1940s feel, and they play swing from the big band era, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, etc. So let's have a song from Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra.
Thank you.
That's Perfidia with Helen Forrest and Benny Goodman, and it might sound like a ballroom tune, but you could still Lindy up to it. And if you're thinking of learning to jive to all this type of music I've been playing, there are classes on Tuesdays at Shipley Social Club, Saltaire Road with Paul. You can phone him on 0771 864 278. Also in Shipley, the Jolly Jivers have a dance on Mondays at the Conservative Club, but if you go there as a couple, you can learn some new moves from Kevin and Patrice. Sue does jive dancing classes at the Octagon in Bradford Road Sandbeds. That's on Wednesdays. Lots of 40s and 50s jives and strolls. Beginner's class starts at 7:45. You can look at her website, which is jiveclass.co.uk. For those who like a challenge and have spare energy, there's Lindy Up classes on Thursdays at 7:30 at the Harrow Club on Manchester Road in Lowmoor. There's also a class in Silsden that meets on Tuesdays at the Sunnybank Social Club. But now we have Lindy Up classes starting in central Bradford at the 1875 Club on Ivygate, opposite the Town Hall, and just turn a bit left where the charity shops are. That's from a really good dance teacher, Damien from Lindy Leeds. So we're all looking forward to that starting. Only £3. If there's enough interest, we might be doing starting Saturday speakeasies followed by Sunday vintage fairs, which will be great fun at the 1875 Club. So that's it for Vintage Spotlight again. This time soon goes, and I'll be on again in 4 weeks, and I'll leave you with the song that I learnt Lindy up to, which is Opus 1.
Frankie can croon, and maybe old Bing will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone humming the thing. The melody's dumb, repeat and repeat, but if you can swing, it's got a good beat, and that's the main thing to make with a feed, cause rockin' rhythm's ruling the day, so they call it Opus 1. Come on, latch on and jump, hey, 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 it's Opus 1, this ain't no time to slump. Maybe if Benny the King would do it in swing, and old Mr. G could rock it for me, there's never a doubt you'll knock yourself out if ever you should hear of us one.